After I had worked as a nurse and then as a lawyer, I transitioned out of law practice to become a mediator and consultant. The consulting work began to occupy a larger part of my time. I noticed that many of the clients I saw with aging parents had similar problems. The questions began to reveal certain themes, worries about finances, relationships, and where and how to best care for aging loved ones. There were issues about older parents reluctant to give up driving despite the safety issues their adult children saw. Clients asked what their legal obligations were to their parents and what their parents' legal rights were, especially to refuse help. Adult children were overwhelmed with the extensive amount of information on the internet, from legal sites to caregiver sites to questions about how to pay for care. Seeing these trends, I thought it would be good to write down some of the things clients and I talked over. My husband, Nicole Davis, a clinical psychologist and my partner at agingparents.com, encouraged me to put my answers to client questions in writing. Often, he and I worked together, particularly with clients who were in the midst of family conflict. His insights and 40 years of professional experience in providing mental health services were and continue to be invaluable in assisting adult children to solve their problems and meet their challenges with aging loved ones and with siblings. His input was also helpful when the person seeking advice was the elder. Together, we came up with more ideas and suggestions than either of us could have done alone. And as it happens, after 32 years of marriage, we work well together. I also recognized that some prospective clients could not afford private consultations about their loved ones or family issues. I wanted to make as much basic information available to them as I could without their having to pay attorney's fees for consultations. So, Nicole and I talked it over, and I began to write. From time to time, I asked for his advice about many of the issues I address in this book. It truly is a combination of healthcare, legal, and emotional health advice for families with aging loved ones. The first edition of this book came out in 2008. As time went by, I learned a lot more about client stories and about writing itself. I had become a blogger by 2010, and writing for Forbes.com also taught me a great deal about those who were in the reading audience as comments on various posts came in. When I found out about Familius as a possible publisher for an improved edition of my writing, I knew it was a good fit. You will see a strong message throughout this book to plan ahead to avoid some of the worst outcomes I have seen with adult children and aging parents. No one needs more stress in life, and planning can help you avoid it. The book is designed for you to use a chapter at a time if you have a particular challenge in your life that corresponds to a chapter title. However, if you want general overall preparation for addressing the legal, financial, and healthcare needs of an aging loved one, the entire book can help you. Though each chapter can stand on its own, all of the subjects I address are interrelated, and sometimes all of these issues I discuss affect the same family within a short time. For instance, an elder who has memory loss issues may need help at home, be unable to manage finances or drive any longer, and will need someone to have the legal authority to make decisions about money for her. I walk you through how to work through all of these issues and more. I especially want any of you who have siblings and aging loved ones to focus on the potential issues with family disputes in the chapter devoted to family conflicts. These conflicts are a significant difficulty for many, since some families just don't get along very well. I am hoping that my advice will save some heartache for anyone who has to face these painful family fights. There is a path to peace. Finding that path starts with having the essential conversations with your aging loved ones and family members. Another significant thing I suggest repeatedly throughout the book is to do your research. I give you plenty of direction about what to look for and where to find it. You will likely find additional resources of your own.